presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Up in the sky! Look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
And now, Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who has come to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men. Superman, who can leap tall buildings at a single bound, race a speeding bullet to its target, and who fights a never-ending battle against crime and oppression, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper. The mystery surrounding the dragon's teeth, 10 pieces of precious Chinese jade that hold the secret of everlasting life, is deepening. As our story continues today, Lois Lane, star girl reporter of the Daily Planet, and young Jimmy Olsen are seated in the Chinatown apartment of Dr. Chi Wan, Oriental scholar and art collector. They are about to drink some of the Chinese tea that only 10 minutes before poisoned Perry White, editor of the Daily Planet. But neither Lois nor Jimmy are aware that death lurks in the cups Chi Wan is preparing for them. Listen.
Sugar, Miss Lane?
2, please. 3 for me.
Oh, you have a sweet tooth, young man. Your cup, Miss Lane.
Thank you.
Young man?
Thanks. This tea certainly is pungent.
Yes. It is a special blend of choice leaves. I feel certain you will enjoy it thoroughly.
I'm sure I will. Well, bottoms up, Jimmy.
Don't drink that tea.
It's Superman.
Put those cups down. Both of you. Now, Dr. Wan, you have a little explaining to do.
I do not understand. Who are you? How did you burst through a window like some giant bird?
He's Superman. He can fly through the air and break a stone wall with his fists.
I can't believe it.
Who is this man? Why does he wear a red cloak?
I told you, he's Superman.
Who I am is of little importance at the moment, Dr. Wan. There are a few other little matters to be cleared up. Matters that involve murder.
Murder?
That tea in those cups. It's poisoned.
Poison? Gee, Willie.
No. No, it cannot be. It is impossible. Look, I will drink it myself.
Don't be a fool. Now listen to me. 2 men visited you less than half hour ago. Is that true?
Yes. Mr. White and Mr. Kent.
You served them this tea, didn't you?
Yes, but I...
While you were out of the room, Mr. White drank some of the tea. In less than a minute, he collapsed, gasping for breath. He was rushed to the hospital, where even now he is lying at death's door.
Oh, no.
It's all right, Miss Lane. Everything possible is being done for him. The doctors say he has a good chance.
You poisoned him. And you tried to poison us.
On the honor of my ancestors, I did not...
One moment. There's a taxi waiting at the door, Miss Lane. I think you and young Jimmy had better go. I'll take care of Dr. Wan.
I'm afraid to go downstairs alone. You see, someone tried to attack us when we came here.
There's nothing to be afraid of. I've seen to that. The driver has instructions to take you back to your office.
I don't suppose there's any way I can thank you for what you've done.
Yes, there is. Don't mention having seen me to a soul. The work I do can only be accomplished if I remain a legend.
You have my promise. Goodbye.
So long. Superman. Gee.
So long, Jimmy. And now, Dr. Wan...
You must believe me. I did not know the tea was poisoned. My enemies are like the sand of the desert. It was they
who... Just a moment. Where are the dragon's teeth?
Do you know about them?
Yes. Where are they?
I have them here, in this velvet case. There are 9 of them, gathered from the 4 corners of the earth.
And each of these pieces of jade is engraved with a symbol representing a rare herb found only in the mountains of western China.
Yes, but how did you know?
Never mind that. These herbs, when combined and ground into a powder, are said to make the human body free of disease.
Yes. But one must have all 10 herbs, and the 10th dragon's tooth is owned by another.
Walter Huffman, a dealer in jewels.
I am amazed. Amazed Tell me who you are. How do you know all that you have repeated to me?
I come from another planet, Dr. Wan, the planet Krypton, long since shattered into a million glowing fragments. Here on Earth, I am known as Superman because of the strange powers I possess. The powers of strength, power of speed, but above all, the power to resist disease. Look, this key is impregnated with deadly poison.
No, 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 do not drink it.
I assure you it will have no ill effect on me. There. You see?
I am witnessing a miracle.
No, Dr. Wan. Merely a strange twist of fate that brought me to Earth. But enough of that. I believe you when you tell me you did not poison the tea.
I would have no reason.
Exactly. But others might have a reason. To get possession of the nine dragon's teeth.
It can only be Hoffman.
Whoever it is, I will help you. If there is anything at all in the magic of these 10 herbs, it must be given to humanity and not used for personal gain.
You speak, Superman, as I myself have spoken.
Good. Then we can work together. Now tell me more about Walter Huffman.
He is a man who has dealt in jewels for many years.
Yes?
He is shrewd, unscrupulous. A man who would not hesitate to crush anyone who stood in his way.
Mm-hmm. Where can he be reached?
He maintains an office in the city building. But let me warn you, he is dangerous.
Thank you. I must go now.
What about the dragon's teeth? You wish to take them with you? They are not safe here.
They will be safe until tomorrow, at which time Mr. Kent will call for them. Remember, not a word of this to anyone.
Nothing shall pass my lips. I will unlock the door for you.
The door? The window is good enough.
The window?
Goodbye, Dr. Wan.
Goodbye. And blessings.
Up! Up! And away!
It is miracle. My eyes have seen miracle.
Paul!
Don't bother calling your servant, Dr. Wan. He can't hear you. He's gone.
Who is there?
Step back and I will come out of the darkness.
Hoffman!
Yes, my friend. You don't seem pleased to see me.
How did you enter? Who let you in?
Sao, your little Chinese boy. I paid him well.
No, you are lying.
Why should I lie? It was also Sao who poisoned the tea you failed to drink. However, I did not come to discuss my methods with you. You know what I want.
No, I do not have them. They have been taken
away.
That
velvet box in your hand. Don't try to hide it behind your back. Give it to me.
No, never.
You heard what I said. Give it to me.
No, help!
Shut up, you fool!
Help!
Calling radio car 782. Radio car 782. Departmental order 4953. Report to number 44 Boyer Street. Homicide. I will repeat. Calling radio car 782.
Copy.
Yes, Mr. Hogan.
Here, rush this down, Jimmy. Tell Riley to squeeze it into page 2. It's a Chinaman, but he's important.
Gee, Willick. Dr. Wan.
What's the matter? You know him, Jimmy?
You bet. Miss Lane.
Yes, Jimmy.
Miss Lane, look at this.
Chinese scholar murdered.
Yep.
Dr. Chi Wan, eminent authority on Oriental art, was beaten to death tonight in the living room of his apartment at 44 Boyer Street.
Jimmy, is this your idea of a joke?
It's no joke. Honest, it isn't. It just came in on the teletype from police headquarters. Read the rest of it.
Okay. Superficial examination revealed that Dr. Wan had been struck with a blunt instrument.
Oh, Jimmy, this is terrible. Bobby spoke to him less than a half hour ago.
That's right.
Clark Kent just called from the hospital. He's with Mr. White. I'm going to rush down and talk to him about this.
Can I come?
No, you'd better stay here. I'll be back soon.
Miss Lane, you don't think Superman...
That's just what I'm wondering, Jimmy. I'll see you later.
Dr. Marston, wanted in surgery.
Well, Mr. White's fine, Lois.
Too bad you can't see him, but visiting hours are over.
Well, that's not what I rushed down here for. Here, read this.
Why? Great Scott. Why, this is impossible. I just left him.
You just left him?
Well, I mean about an hour or so ago.
Well, anyhow, listen to this. Jimmy and I were sitting in his apartment less than a half hour ago. Suddenly, a man in a blue costume and a red cape came crashing through the window. Jimmy recognized him immediately.
Who was it?
Superman.
Oh, Lois, don't tell me you believe Superman really exists.
Well, I saw him with my own eyes. He seemed to know my name and Jimmy's name. In fact, he knew everything. If it hadn't been for him, both Jimmy and I would have swallowed some of the same tea that poisoned Mr. White.
I don't get the point of all this, Lois.
I'm coming to it. Superman suggested that Jimmy and I go back to the office. He had a taxicab waiting for us outside Dr. Wan's house. We left him there alone with Dr. Wan.
I still don't understand.
He was alone with Dr. Wan. And the next thing, Dr. Wan's murdered.
Oh, but Lois, you don't think...
I'll tell you what I think. Superman knows who killed Dr. Wan.
Just jumping to conclusions, Lois.
Maybe I am. But I'm going to find out if it's the last thing I do. I'll spread this story across the front page. Listen, if Superman is half the man he's supposed to be, he'll step forward and tell all he knows.
Dumbfounded, Clark Kent stares at Lois. For the first time in his career, his double identity is in danger of being exposed. What will he do? Don't forget to tune in next time for another thrill-packed episode with Superman.
Tune in the next thrilling installment of the transcription feature, Superman.
Up in the sky, look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman! Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.